I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. This is a story of chutzpah, of which attorney-turned-writer Nancy Lassiter seems to have plenty. I met Nancy in the lobby of the Forbes Center at JMU, and she immediately started telling me about her recently self-published first novel.
Farmer's Son is about being 40 before you finally grow up. The through line of the story is dyslexia, but that's not really the point of the story. The story is taking too long to finally face your parents and become your own person. Many of us have grown up in difficult childhoods with difficult parents, and we are grown children still trying to make our parents happy, still afraid of our parents' reactions. And in this particular book, the father is violent and difficult, and his whole family is afraid of him. So this is really a story about finally coming to age way too late, but some of us take as long as we take, and some of us don't even get there into our 50s and 60s. But in this case, Bobby McAllister is close to 40 when he finally faces down his demon in the person of his father. But the through line, the connecting through line, is the challenge of dyslexia.
Nancy has written most of her life.
I did a lot of journaling, a lot of memoir, tried a lot of poetry, never had written fiction, actually, before I wrote an entire novel.
And what was
which
the,
I don't recommend.
What was the pull of fiction?
I needed to present a story that was in a format that could be easily absorbed by folks with dyslexia. I met with an expert, and there are 1,000 different types, and everybody's mm-hmm. different, and I don't want to make generalizations, but I met with an expert who explained to me that many dyslexics think cinematically, so that if you say the cat on the roof, they don't always see the articles, the cat, the on the roof, because the doesn't present a picture. So that typically they'll see a cat, they'll see a roof, they'll see a cat on the roof. But all of the small stuff falls away in the visual interest of the image. And so this expert counseled me to write a book that was cinematic in the way that it was presented and that lent itself very much to a fiction approach. Nonfiction can be absolutely wonderful. For me, it's more journalistic, so that there's a lot of facts. It's very dense. It can be beautifully done, but it didn't have that cinematic effect. And so I wrote Farmer's Son deliberately, almost like a play. It's visual when you read it. You can conjure the images. I mean, if I'm successful at it, you can conjure the images.
You are.
Thank you. And you sort of feel as though you're in it. And I also wrote it in a way that has no narrator, so that if you don't feel the protagonist's anger at his father, I'm not going to tell you that Bobby is angry at his dad or his dad was being a jerk. If you don't feel that on the page, if you don't want to throw that book across the room because you're mad, I haven't done my job.
Okay, here's where Nancy Lassiter's chutzpah comes into it.
I sent the book out to several agents. The reaction was excellent from many people, but I was told two things. One, that books about dyslexia won't sell because dyslexics don't read. And given that 1 out of 5 Americans has a reading challenge of some kind, being told that dyslexics don't read is like making a generalization about what all women can and cannot do. Not to mention that dyslexics have family members and friends who read perfectly well. So the idea of an entire 50 million six-person strong group, not going into Barnes & Noble, for example, was an extraordinary thing for someone to say. But I got that reaction from several agents. I also was told nobody is going to read a book about a farm. The idea that there's some teenager on a farm in southern Illinois who can't read very well is not necessarily going to capture the mind of an agent in New York City. I had many people say it was worth publishing, that it was a very good book, that it was very well written. I actually won a contest, and the prize was having the book read by a wonderful man who's a retired editor at Harcourt. He said definitely it's publishable, but I couldn't get through because you can't just send your book to a publishing house. You have to have the agent who then gets you to the publishing house.
What was your reaction to this? I can sort of see it in your face.
My reaction to this was, well, all the world can say is no. Why not put the book out? Why not publish it myself? And before I did that crazy thing, what I wanted to do was I wanted to get a pulse. And I wanted to see whether the dyslexic community would be receptive to a book like this. And what I did was I had 50 copies of the book printed at my cost, and I got online and I found 50 dyslexia high schools in the country that work with various learning challenges and children that specialize in that area. I found schools and I found well-known people, celebrities and politicians, tremendous people who have gone public with the fact that they are dyslexic. And I sent books out, totally cold, to all of these people and got the most extraordinary responses from Governor Keene, who is the chairman of the 9/11 Commission, mm-hmm. who is dyslexic. The singer-songwriter Jewel not only loved it, but tweeted to her 400,000 followers about the book. David Baldacci, he has a charitable organization that's into literacy here in Virginia. David got behind it. He was very positive about this book and provided me a quote to include in the book as well. The former president of the College Board, Governor Caperton of West Virginia, gave me a quote. He too is dyslexic. And the book is, the front pages are filled with people who have kindly given me quotes in support of the book.
A staggering list, yeah. So you got a pulse.
I got a pulse. And the pulse was that there was interest out there. And the book is meant to be uplifting. It's meant to be positive. We all have challenges in life. I'm not dyslexic, but we all have things, all of us. And the idea that a whole group of people just simply don't read or can't do, it angers me.
Were you a tough lawyer?
You'd have to ask my opponent.
Well, I want you on my side, let me tell you that. Well, I won't back
down. No, you'll find some pictures and an excerpt from Nancy Lassiter's first novel, Farmer's Son, on the Spark page at WMRA.org. Hey, yeah.